You want to raise the bar. Raise your standards. Take risks. Most people won't do that. You see, most people engage in low life living. As Les Brown puts it, you begin to look at yourself, look at your dreams, and begin to experiment while stepping into greatness. If you are not willing to risk, you can't grow. And if you cannot grow, you cannot become your best. And if you cannot become your best, then you can't be happy. And if you can't be happy, then what else is there? Now, you can see the link between your studying and happiness. The more you push yourself in your studying to become better than you were yesterday, you will start achieving more and feeling better about yourself, which will make you happier. There's a direct link between your studying and your happiness. There are a few people who have decided within themselves, I'm going to make it. Some people aren't waiting for their lives to improve. Some people are moving on their own because they feel within themselves, I've got what it takes to make it. They are not afraid about tomorrow because of how they see themselves, because of what they feel that they deserve, because of what they feel that they can create for themselves. Because these people have decided, as they look at the future, as they look at themselves, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. And when you have that kind of drive, nothing can stop you. Nothing. That's what life is about. Pushing and challenging. Looking for ways in which you can improve yourself. But not only is it important that you believe and begin to know that it's possible to live your dreams as you run towards it, but it's necessary that you work on yourself, that you develop yourself. It's necessary that you get the energy drainers out of your life. And that's the difference between people that are excelling in school and university and those that are not. People that excel in their education are people that understand that pain can be turned around and used as fuel to fight back harder. And that pain, if it's deep enough, if it hurts enough, it can carry you for the next 2, 3, even 4 or more years. It's that powerful.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.